What happens after states hand out massive corporate subsidies? By Patrick Tuohy. Economic development incentives are usually sold as investments. The state offers tax credits, cash grants, or other subsidies to persuade a company to expand or relocate. If the deal works, supporters claim, taxpayers get jobs and the state or local economy is strengthened. I'm skeptical of those claims. Back in 2017, I wrote, begin quote, "What's more, studies in Missouri and across the country have noted that these programs do not help create jobs or spur neighborhood investment in the aggregate. Often they simply enrich political cronies." End quote. A new study concludes that some other beneficiaries of large incentive programs are lobbyists. Instead of asking whether subsidies create jobs, the authors ask what happens to businesses' behavior after states begin offering exceptionally large incentive packages. Their answer is striking, if not surprising. Businesses appear to devote more resources to lobbying government. The study, recently published in Small Business Economics, examines more than 40,000 state economic development awards made between 1997 and 2019. The researchers identified the point at which a state first awarded what they call an extraordinarily large incentive, defined as more than 3,500 times larger than that state's historical median award, and then compared those states with similar states that had not yet crossed that threshold. Rather than counting announced jobs or measuring state economic output, they looked at employment in the lobbying industry. The reasoning comes from economist William Baumol's distinction between productive and unproductive entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs are talented at recognizing opportunities. Sometimes those opportunities involve creating new products or better ways of serving customers. Sometimes they involve obtaining advantages through government. Public policy can influence which of those activities becomes more profitable. The authors found that after states began offering these unusually large subsidies, employment at lobbying firms increased by roughly 3.6%. Those gains were concentrated in state capital counties, where lobbying activity is naturally centered. They also found lobbying employment became more geographically concentrated around state capitals after these awards. The study is not claiming that lobbying is improper. Businesses have every right to petition government. Instead, the paper documents something more modest and perhaps more important. When governments begin offering extraordinarily valuable subsidies, businesses respond by investing more heavily in political activity. Several Show Me Institute researchers reached a similar conclusion in 2018 when they examined the relationship between subsidy awards and political contributions in Kansas City. If winning a government incentive can be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, devoting additional resources to influencing government becomes a rational business decision. That makes perfect sense if you're running a business. But is it where we want to invest our resources as a state or community? Shouldn't that entrepreneurial energy be going toward making our lives better rather than thinking up new ways to squeeze tax dollars out of government? In politics, we often argue about how best to solve problems. That is good. It is when we ask how government can best solve problems that we invite all sorts of additional problems. This study tells us what we likely already know. When you start handing out lots of money, you encourage more people to ask for it. We may be creating jobs, but it's likely not the jobs you were hoping for. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.